the rest of the story. In everyone's heart, there is an island somewhere, a beckoning volley high. The Melvilles and the Micheners write about it. The Debussys describe it in music. The Gauguins try to paint it, even abandon civilization to seek it. Well, you're now on a Pacific cruise, and you are destined for an island lying out there somewhere, embraced by morning mist and kissed by the afternoon sunlight. A real cruise to a real place. And although that mysterious Pacific island may not be the fantasy island of your own secret dreams, I don't know, maybe it is. The island was first discovered by Don Juan in 1775. That's Don Juan Manuel de Ayala, a Spanish explorer. It was an uninhabited island back then. It would remain so for many decades to come. Visitors during the mid-19th century were overwhelmed by its natural beauty, lush vegetation, as one might imagine, and yet such a variety of flowers. Elegant sky blue, lily of the Nile, multicolored nasturtiums, yellow and white honeysuckle, and periwinkle, and poppy, pink valerian, iris, Eurythel spear, and so many more. And did I mention the century plants? Huge blue-green leaves, dusters of yellow flowers adorning stalks 40 feet tall, and ice plants, the iridescent flowers of which bear hundreds of magenta petals. Of course, the dazzling fuchsias and geranium and pride of Madeira, symphonies in lavender and violet and coral and white. A dozen varieties of birds grace the branches of the cypress trees and the giant eucalyptus. More than 150 feet high, those eucalyptus. Today's visitors to this fantasy island stand incredulous at the sight. It's as close to another world as this world has to offer. And that's why almost 500,000 tourists answer its call each year. Cruises are booked well in advance. The passengers include families and lovers, adventurers with cameras and binoculars draped around their necks, for in everyone's heart there is an island in the Pacific. But this is not just any Pacific Isle. This one belongs to us. It belongs to the United States of America, so you don't even need a passport. In the years since it became civilized, some of the world's best-known personalities have called that island home. Some left after a few years, and others remained there for the rest of their days. The fantasies of contemporary tourists are entwined in the lives of those former residents. One sees reminders of them everywhere. If there is magic on the island, it's because of their ghosts. No one lives there anymore. People only visit. It's almost as though that Pacific Isle were meant to be uninhabited, just as the Spaniards found it more than 200 years ago. For those who once did live there were never really happy. People like Stroud and Sobel, and Bates and Cohen, and Karpis and Kelly, and Capone. It used to be the cruise nobody wanted to take. Now almost 500,000 people pay to visit each year the Pacific Island off the San Francisco coast, where today's fantasies were yesterday's nightmares. The island of Alcatraz. Now you know the rest of the story.